Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here with Fabrice Mercier. He is the International Sales Manager for EO Guidage, and he is here to demonstrate a new type of pedestrian signal. So, Fabrice, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you are showing us here.
So here we are showing a system which can be integrated into visual displays of traffic light displays, mm-hmm. Which is composed by an electronic card and a loudspeaker. And this system is just copying what is displayed on the visual display to give the information for blind people of the status of the traffic light.
Okay.
And this system is working on demand. You can activate the audio signal with a remote control or mm-hmm. with a mobile phone or with a Captain Plus.
Okay, so that would be a major difference between what's out there now. You say it's on demand. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, it's on demand because the system is working only for one or two phases. So green, red for the pedestrian, and mm-hmm. then stop to speak.
Right.
So it means that no blind with no remote means no noise pollution. Sorry.
Okay, so it's not going to go off unless somebody activates it.
Yeah, it's only working if you press a remote control that you have in your pocket or mm-hmm. if you have an app on your mobile phone.
Which mobile phones?
Yeah, I was expecting this question.
Of course.
Mobile phone today, we support Android, mm-hmm. Windows Mobile, and Nokia phones. The iPhone will be compatible, we hope, soon.
Okay. Has this system been deployed anywhere? Is it being used anywhere yet?
Oh, yeah. In Europe, this is the standard. So, and especially in France, because we are a company based in France. Mm-hmm. And we have already 70,000 installations in France.
Oh, wow. So you download this app, I take it for free?
Yes.
From the market or whatever store, you know, or from your website even?
Yes.
Okay. Not at all in the U.S. right now?
Or? No. Here is the first time we are presenting the system here.
So what are you learning here as far as the challenges or trying to bring this system to the U.S.?
I gave a presentation this morning, and I had, you know, you have to fill up a form at the end of the presentation. And
okay.
I had the possibility to read the forms, and I saw... Why don't we have this solution here in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
And we are working on it. We are trying to have contacts with the authority and with traffic light manufacturers to be able to integrate this system into their displays.
Sure. What could, if myself as a consumer, is there anything that we can do to... help you get to the right people, or
we are expecting also from people like you to give us some information on where do we have to go, which door we can open to get these contacts and your help. Yes.
Do you have is there a demo here of what it sounds like, or
yes, there is a demo here. The problem is that we are expecting by mail a message into English because the system is speaking French. We just got it here.
So it's a recorded message?
It's a recorded message. You input inside the system, you input an MP3 file. So it's just an MP3 file.
Mm-hmm.
And in France, the system says the traffic light is red when it's red.
Mm-hmm.
And red for pedestrians, sorry. And so the don't walk.
Right.
With a voice. And then for the green phase, when you are able to cross the street, it's like a bell sound.
Okay.
So you can make the difference.
Does it tell you the name of the street? Or
yes.
Does
it tells you also on the red phase, it tells you the name of the street. So you have a location and the name of the street you will
pass. Oh, let's hear it in French. Why not?
Okay. So let's see. The
we might have a French listener
just,
here.
Just a little bit down
oh,
here.
Oh, it'll pick it up for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So this is the green sound.
Oh, that's very musical.
Yeah, this tells you you can't cross the streets. And when it's red...
Okay.
Rouge piéton means red for pedestrian.
Okay. All right.
And then the name of the street.
Sure. What is the typical cost to put one of these into a traffic light?
The cost for to install it is under $500 per traffic light.
Okay. Per light, not per...
Yeah, per visual display.
Well, because each... Right, because you only need to have one.
No, you need one on each side of the road.
Okay. So you need 8 in total because you have 2 roads and 2 sides. And,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So 500 or 500 for the whole corner.
No, 500 per traffic lights.
Okay. Oh, per light. Gotcha.
Per light. Yeah.
Okay. Great. If people want to get more information about this or learn more about it,
we do have a website.
And what is
website
that?
Website is 3W. .eo-guidage.com.
Okay.
And then you have a French or English version.
And guidage is spelled?
G-U-I-D-A-G-E.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for showing this.
Yeah.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.